Get in your van! We're doing podcast stuff!
Ska edition. I'm Twisted Cat.
I'm Patch.
I'm Batman.
We just saw Bite Me Baby, the Skeletones, and the Selector in Pomona at the Glass House.
And so Batman finally made it!
I got to see like one of my ska shows that I wanted to go to that I subjected the rest of you to and didn't actually manage to go.
But you picked the right one to make it to.
Oh my God.
It was
I love
awesome.
Pauline so much.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Selector since sometime in the early
90s. Start at the beginning.
Fine. Bite Me Bambi.
Bite Me Bambi. So this is our second time seeing them.
Except for Rick.
Twisted Cat.
Except for Batman, rather.
Well, I didn't get to see him last time.
We gave you cheese sticks.
No, you didn't. I had to make my own cheese sticks.
Oh, well.
They are delightful.
They really are.
I found out that they are on Twitch, and I followed them on Twitch, and
oh, nice.
She does karaoke. It's adorable.
Yes. Like you can send in requests.
The chat makes requests, and she will sing, and it's adorable.
The band Bite Me Bambi was. It's essentially put together of a bunch of just old school ska people from various bands all over the place. A lot of it was from Save Ferris before they became Starpool, when Monique Powell left, and then there were lawsuits as to who could do what and where, and it was really kind of nasty for a while.
Hence the name.
Bite Me Bambi.
And like people from Suburban Legends and a couple of other great ska groups, and they just kind of made this band, and I have no idea where the lead singer, you know, came from all of these things.
Unicorn.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the band. Unicorns. We talked about it in the last when we saw them the first time.
Yeah.
But she's been in the kind of girl punk ska scene for a long time.
Yeah.
And is friends with people who were friends with people, and they traveled in the same circles, and that's how that happened, I'm sure.
So I got turned on to the band by a friend of a friend who we were talking about ska, and, you know, like, say, Ferris, and, like, I haven't seen them, or, you know, what was it? And the other band that they became, I was trying to remember, and it was Starpool. And it's like, oh, yeah, but all of those guys are now this band Bite Me Bambi, where they've got a new singer, everything. I'm like, ooh. And the next day, I looked that shit up, and I was like, oh, I am here for this. They've got a lot of that same sound and energy of old school Save Ferris, but, like, younger and peppier. Monique was a powerhouse, and I'm sorry, I forget her name because it's slightly odd.
It starts with a T.
Yeah, but it's like not Tatiana.
Talena.
Talena, there you go.
Yes.
But yeah, she's just got some super energy, and hang on, I need to make
she's
sure.
Goofy as fuck.
Yes,
she really is,
and I love it. They have their songs are all original. They're fun. They're just silly. They do some great covers, and yeah, no, I'm here for it.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're wonderful. I highly recommend them. If you're into ska, and if you're not into ska, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Because it's like, you know, music with a horn section.
Yeah.
Horn section makes everything better. It's like angry music, but played happy.
Yeah, it's punk with a horn section. It's wonderful. So, next was...
The Skeletones.
From Riverside, the Skeletones.
I felt like their sound was muddy.
It was very muddy.
Which was sad.
I hate the Glass House. I really do.
Yeah, their sound sucks. It's old. It hasn't been replaced in the past 30 years.
So the sound, no, because the sound guy was repatching things.
Well, the sound board has.
Every set.
Have it now.
But the sound for the Selector was excellent out in the room.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was like.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. No, they just mixed Skeletones poorly.
Well, they...
And the sound for Bite Me Bambi was awesome.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. The trombone was missing. T-Bone was inaudible the entire
About
set.
Half of it, yeah.
I only ever heard the sax.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Of the three, honestly, I mean, I'm not a huge Skeletones fan. I know some of their stuff. I've never really cared that much.
The guy's kind of obnoxious.
He was a bit obnoxious.
He's like, if Matthew Lillard were older and skinnier and singing ska.
And not goofy and singing ska.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're missing that goofy part. They're very serious.
Ska should be more fun.
Like, and he, there was a moment where he was yakking at the audience, and he's like, I'm gonna be a bitch ass for a minute and complain about how fucking hard it is to skank up here in a sweater. Fuck, dude, you picked your clothes.
You gotta have the ska uniform, and, okay.
There are people, you could wear a short sleeve bowling shirt, you're fine, what the fuck.
Yeah. Like, so don't fucking wear a sweater, you asshole. You live in Riverside. You know it's fucking hot.
Anyway. And then there was the Selector.
Oh, my God.
I love the Selector.
I have seen the Selector since sometime in the early 90s.
I just love two-tone ska to begin with.
True,
and not
true
that many
fucking
tuned
two-tone.
Yeah.
Just classy.
They are OG two-tone just legends.
She is so amazing.
Yeah.
So much range and depth and feeling and...
And it carries over her whole body. It's not just voice, but it's like her facial expressions and gestures and everything is like sending a message every time.
Oh, and she's got messages to send.
Oh, yeah. She has opinions.
This is one of the reasons I enjoy them.
Yeah.
It is funny when she starts making mention of something and like, oh, wait, yeah, you don't have that here.
Yeah.
Because... Oh, but you have this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have Brexit. All right, get it.
But her co-lead of the band is dying. And when she was talking about it from the stage, she totally broke down. And it was so heartbreaking.
Yeah,
they basically dedicated the last two songs of their curtain call to him, and I mean it's their two biggest songs of just amazingness of
I mean, we saw one of those songs performed at the last show as a cover.
Yes, yeah, Madness covered it.
Was it Madness that covered it, was it the band before that?
Doing too much pressure?
Or... Yeah.
I mean,
it was Madness.
It is a highly covered ska song.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, and they cover Pressure Drop as part of Too Much Pressure.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
But yeah, just the sheer energy. And like at the end of that, you could see not only was she just like very emotional, just putting it all into it. And the keyboard player, they finished the song, and he literally, like, stopped, put things down, like, completely covered his face down, and, like, walked into the back dark corner of the stage, out of the lights, just, like, losing it. So, and I don't think it was something that most people know about, and he's apparently, like, yeah, he's not here today. He's
so there were friends of the band behind... Uh-huh. Twisted Cat and I, like when she was calling out the people in the crowd that she wanted to thank,
right?
One, the first one that she mentioned was sitting behind us, and when she talked about her co-singer, her partner on stage, I heard the gasp behind us.
Yeah.
So that, like, so even friends of the band had no idea.
It's not common knowledge, apparently. But yeah, he couldn't make it out for the show. He is, you know, as she said, in a hospital, you know, at the end of his life right now. So hopefully there's video of this that gets played in his fucking room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a really powerful moment.
Yeah.
At the end of a really powerful set. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah. I'm really glad we made the truck all the way up to here.
Oh, fuck Pomona. I fucking hate it out here.
But apparently the Glass House is where you go to see ska shows.
Because, it really is.
I mean, I've been seeing, I don't know how many ska shows I have seen, at the Glass House.
They've got a hella old school one, like, next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took a photo of their upcoming shows for you. Take a look at it. Like, yeah, me first and the Gimme Gimmies are going to be here in August. Right. Sadly, we have tickets for a different show that same night.
It's a good show.
Yeah, well.
It's at another venue you hate.
Yes,
you
know. It's at another venue I hate.
Well, let's see. Coming up, Ska Mania with Stranger Cole, other people that I... Rudy Mail? That's right, the Rudy Mail show.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
There's an emo night. Me first in the Gimme Gimmies.
There were like three or four other ska acts on that. Yeah. In just the, you know, this month and next month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Anyway.
So I did put up on Flow last week, I think. I put up a list of the upcoming shows that we're going to. So if you have something that you are interested in hearing about, just kind of keep an eye out because look at the list, see.
Anyway. Or send us questions.
Please.
Or something. Yeah.
We love audience interaction, so please interact. All six of you.
Both of you. Yeah.
All right. So, I have been Twisted Cat.
And I've been Patch.
I'm still Batman.
Get in the van! We're doing podcast stuff!
Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't